HKX,
M4, is that okay? Good morning, Patrick.
Okay, just wanted to check and see how you're feeling this morning.
Right, I felt better, but I'm all right. I'm headed home now. I just left, so I was just trying to see if there's somebody available to work tonight for me.
I just make sure you had it, made it in all right.
But I appreciate it. You doing out?
Tool truck down to have some work done where that gate hit the entry door on the back. I'm having it repaired today.
A couple of Fridays you're headed down to have something done on it.
It does, and it's getting expensive.
I can imagine. Well, I hope it goes well. I hope they get it fixed for you.
As a matter of, I had to wait to where we could get it in the shop in timing, so it took a couple of weeks.
Friday, too, I'm sure that's your one day you don't really need it.
So that's what we're doing today.
Well, are you?
I'm 25. I'm in the tool truck already, but I haven't made it to Traveler's Rest.
Very good. I'm on 25 too. Just got on up there at 85. I had my radio off. I didn't even. Most of the way through Georgia, I didn't even have the radio on, so I didn't hear if you were on earlier.
We were, but if you're feeling better, I'd see if you wanted to stop and grab breakfast right quick, but I know you're not feeling good, so you go home and get you some rest.
I appreciate that. If I knew for sure that it was covered, I got a text out to a guy. If I knew for sure it was covered, I'd do it, but I don't know yet. I may still have to work.
I hope you get to feeling better. I know how it is. Driving a truck when you feel bad, just, I don't know, it makes me nervous.
Really, you know, it's just cold. I think I had a little fever. Every time I got out of the truck, I'd start shivering. But, you know, there's people going through a lot worse, so I feel bad complaining about it. But I don't get sick very often, so when I do, it's noticeable.
The flu, right?
Man flu is just a man cold.
It is, right?
I do.
Worse than anything else anybody else gets.
When I get it, I can't do anything around the house. My wife, she can take care of the kids and fix dinner and do everything else. So there's no way it was as bad as what I had.
That's what I tell my wife, too.
Go over very well, but I still try.
Nothing else will wear them down on persistence.
That was in the contract I signed 34 years ago. I had to do that kind of stuff.
It's written down there in the fine print that nobody can see.
Well, I'm on the phone with you. I have to tell you something. Probably won't remember, but I happened to think about it when we were talking. But I don't want to really say it over the air.
Roger that. But what'd you think about your granddaughter taking her first steps there?
I was proud of her. We were working with her a little bit when we would take care of her. We had her last weekend, but Abby said, please don't get her walking when she's at your place because I missed it last time. We didn't tell her. She found out somehow that Winter took a couple of steps at our house before she started walking there at their house. I'm not sure how she figured it out. And she said that's one of the reasons I quit working full time because I wanted to be there and I realized I was missing all the stuff. So I wanted to honor that for her. You know, she's a good mom. So we didn't work with Valley that hard. I mean, we didn't work with her at all. We didn't try to get her to walk at the house.
That it's tough when you miss something like that. The first steps or the first words, or, you know, that's part of being a parent is you're just on edge when that comes about. And I know I was there for both of them, for my son, and it's something else to remember those times.
His kids were in daycare all the time. We were fortunate. Beth stayed home with ours, so she was always there with him. But I remember him calling and saying, yeah, we picked Justin up from the daycare, and they told us that he said his first word, or he took his first step, or, you know, they were telling all these things like it was no big deal, that the daycare was, he was doing it at the daycare, and I just kind of felt bad for him, because it is nice to be able to be there for your own child.
You know, we brought him into this world, and we want to raise him the way we want him raised. So, while my wife didn't work either until he went to, he's in middle school before she got a job, and then she's working for the school system where he's at.
You see at the end of that video, Winter raised her arms like a ref calling a field goal. And where they are, the couple, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, he is a huge football fan, and I just thought that was appropriate. I texted Ethan and said, you can tell Winter's been hanging around Uncle Tom. She put up her arms like Valley just scored a field goal.
It was cute. I enjoyed seeing that.
Caught it on video, so I'll tell you what, the little Valley's a climber. She's constantly up on the back of the couch or up and down on a little rocking chair and trying to stand up on it. So the other, when they were over last weekend, she was sitting right beside me, and she climbed up on a chair and it tipped over on her. I looked away for 1 minute and it tipped over, and she landed on the floor. She wasn't happy about it.
But a split second, you take your eyes off of them and ain't no telling what they're into.
Defense, she had been climbing up on the chair and standing up and sitting down, standing up and sitting down all morning long. And so she was doing it again. I was right there beside her, and I glanced away at the dog or something, and the chair flipped over.
Along with them taking some falls, it makes them tougher. I think putting them in a... You want to be careful about it, don't get me wrong, but... Put them in a bubble, I don't think it's good for them. Wrap them in bubble wrap. Look at the generation that's out there now. What we got.
I mean, they need to learn to be careful, and that's part of it. As long as they're not doing something too dangerous. And it was a little chair. It wasn't a great big chair. It was this little tiny baby chair designed for little kids. So... wasn't like she was climbing way up in the air and fell down, you know, a big rocking chair fell over.
I think it's good for them. Learn from their mistakes. Hey, that hurt last time. Let's not do that again.
You only get experience through making mistakes. So you got to make mistakes in order to get experience and get hopefully learn some wisdom from them.
Exactly. But people are so afraid to make mistakes anymore, they never learn.
Completely accurate. You can do things and get experience without making a mistake, but there is a saying, and maybe I'm not saying experience, not meaning experience, but you know what I'm saying. You get, trying to think of what that saying is. It's something like that. You get wisdom or experience or something from doing dumb stuff. I know I'm not saying it right. Too tired.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember the word for how it's worded either. But I always tell people mistakes are the cost of an education.
True, too. And, you know, I'm the kind of person that I want to do everything right the first time. But that's not how it works. I mean, that's... Look at all the people that were really successful in their life. Most of them were only successful one time. It was that one time they were successful. It took them 100 times of figuring it out to get to that point.
That's the truth. And I don't know. It's just, but society has got people where anymore they're afraid to make a mistake because they'll get yelled at or fired or whatever. You know, there's the consequences of it. And sometimes you just need to let people make a mistake, because the mistake here will educate you on things you never even thought about before.
Truth in that. N4ZLK.
But Shane, I'm going to jump out of here, grab me some breakfast this morning, and glad to hear you made it through the night and you're feeling a little bit better, and hopefully get you some rest and somebody will cover for you tonight.
Breakfast. Have a good day. Good to talk to you. KO4HKX, N4ZLK.
4HKX, clear. 73.